And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 12th of November, 2013. It was on this day, 1980, the NASA space probe Voyager 1 made its closest approach to Saturn, giving scientists their best chance to study Saturn's rings, seven main rings, each made up of ice particles, some as big as an automobile, bits of debris from broken-up moons, comets, and asteroids. On Valentine's Day 1990, 10 years later, Voyager 1 was in a position to take what's come to be known as a family portrait of the solar system. Six of the planets in one picture. Mercury, Mars, caught in the glare of the sun, Pluto too small and dim to show up. In August 2012, Voyager 1 left the solar system, entered interstellar space. It's now the most distant human-made object in space, almost 19 billion kilometers as of October. And it still sends data back to Earth by way of the Deep Space Network to highly sensitive equipment here on Earth. Voyager is so far away, the signal takes 17 hours to reach us. It's expected to be able to continue its mission until about 2025, when the generators will no longer be able to provide power. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, born in Johnstown, New York, 1815. She studied law in her father's law office, but was not allowed to take the bar exam or practice because she was a woman. And so in 1848, the first Women's Rights Convention in America was held in her home in Seneca Falls, New York. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who said, "The moment we begin to fear the opinions of others and hesitate to tell the truth that is in us, and from motives of policy are silent when we should speak, the divine floods of light and life no longer flow into our souls." It's the birthday of the founder of Reader's Digest, DeWitt Wallace, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1889. And it's the birthday of Tracy Kidder, born in New York City, 1945, whose book, The Soul of a New Machine, was one of the first non-technical books about the computer, and it won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1981. For his book, House, he wrote about the construction of a single house, because he said, building is the quintessential act of civilization. And to write his book among school children, he sat in one fifth-grade classroom for an entire school year. Here's a poem for today by Krista Lucas, entitled Gifted and Talented. For my teaching license, I am required to take a class called Mainstreaming, in which we learn about every kind of kid who could walk or be wheeled through our future classroom doors. Not the blind, the deaf, and the handicapped, but students with blindness, deafness, developmental delays, autism, moderate to severe learning disabilities, hyperactivity, attention deficit, oppositional defiance disorder, and so on. The instructor, an elementary principal by day, who outlines each chapter and reads to us these outlines each Wednesday from 6 to 9, devotes 1 hour one night to the subject of students with gifts and talents who might also come through our future. Regarding special programs for such students, one teacher candidate asks, "Do you have to be gifted to teach them?" "No." The principal instructor shakes her head as if such a thing would be impossible. Not many gifted people go into education. Gifted and Talented by Krista Lucas, from her collection Fans of My Unconscious, published by the Black Rock Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.